Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And as always, whatever's on your mind goes. Political, personal, anything. 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee. You just go and get them free at freetalklive.com. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll down past day six, you'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they're providing us with months' worth of the show. All of it is for free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
So coming up tonight, if you don't take control of the show, we'll bring up what we want to talk about. And Jason, I know you want to talk about apparently the Pledge of Allegiance has been ruled unconstitutional.
Yes, it has.
We'll get to that, hopefully. Also, Manwich, what do you have coming up tonight?
Well, I've got a couple of emails, and I've got a kind of an interesting story about new dead cat fuel.
All right. Mm-hmm. But before that, I wanted to bring you some news from New London. Of course, we all know that earlier in the summertime, the Supreme Court handed down the Kelo versus New London decision, which basically said that a city can steal your property anytime it wants to, so long as it claims to be giving it to some sort of private organization that will benefit the city in a larger tax base sort of a way.
Some way, yeah.
Yeah, they pretty much abrogated your property rights earlier this year.
For whatever inventive story some city official, city bureaucrat is able to come up with why they need your property, they can have it. We're going to use this property here for a hot air balloon launching site so that we can, take pictures of the city, and we'll sell the pictures, anything that they want to come up with.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter how asinine, how stupid, whatever the reason, they can take your property away.
So we've been following the New London case since
then.
They
don't have to give you a fair market price.
No.
I mean, the Constitution says, I don't have it sitting in front of me, but essentially, that you have to be compensated fairly. And these people, not being compensated fairly. They're being compensated according to the homeowners that we've had on the show. What was it, like a
fraction of the, 45% of the market
value. Half the value in 1996 when they were offered, and the price offer hasn't gone up since then. Now, we all know what has happened to real estate prices in the last 10 years. These people are being robbed blind.
Certainly.
Yes, they are.
And there's just outrageous news constantly coming out of New London, and here's the latest. We've been following their case. This one from WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah reporting. Despite Connecticut Governor Jody Rell's suggested moratorium on eminent domain cases in the state, pending the consideration of new legislation restricting property seizures by local governments, the city of New London has issued eviction notices to homeowners who lost their case in the Kelo versus City of New London ruling. According to a homeowner...
Well, this was just coming. I mean, they lost the case to the Supreme Court 2 months ago. I mean, they had to give them... And they haven't been moving. I'm sure they're not paying their property taxes.
No. Owner Michael Cristofaro, one of the seven homeowners there, says that they've sent us eviction letters and have told us that we have 90 days to vacate the property. As further insult to injury, they're requiring us to send them $600 a month rent.
To live in their own houses.
Yeah.
That's
on the land that is now, according to them, the city's.
In fact, a little while back, we reported that the city...
So what happens if they don't pay the rent?
Well, the city has decided that they owe back rent as well. So the $600 a month rent probably is what they're charging them on a per-month basis for the several years that they've been occupying their properties. So we talked about this a few weeks back. It's like $200,000 a total rent bill that these people now owe on some of those properties up there. It's just crazy what the city is trying to do to them. And apparently city officials are persuaded...
It's criminal is what they're trying to do.
Yes,
I mean, it's really awful. And they are punishing these people so much for standing up for what is theirs. I mean... This is brutal and dictatorial, and I can't believe it's going on in my country. I can't believe the United States of America, that the people of the United States of America, that we haven't just picked up pitchforks and torches and gone up to New London and torn to shred those politicians. I can't believe it. I mean, this is so utterly evil. What's happening here?
Well, now we've got ourselves a timetable. Now we've got 90 days has been set out that they have to leave their properties, and they're not going anywhere. I sent out an email to them earlier today, and I'll tell you what I suggested to them, but I want to share this with you as well. This is their response to the notice, to the 90-day notice that they were given from the Institute of Justice. The New London Development Corporation, which is the pseudo corporation that the New London people set up, the city government set up to, in order to take the property from these people. The New London Development Corporation's apparently lied. They said in an Associated Press report from July 26th, apparently that was when the state of Connecticut was talking about possibly having a moratorium, right? Possibly having a moratorium on eminent domain. Well, here's an Associated Press report from July. Fresh off a victory in the U.S. Supreme Court that allowed the seizing of property for private development, a New London agency has agreed to hold off on construction plans while state lawmakers consider limiting eminent domain powers. Michael Joplin, president of the New London Development Corporation, told The Day of New London that his agency will allow houses in the Fort Trumbull neighborhood to stand while the legislature takes up the eminent domain issue. State lawmakers have asked all local governments in Connecticut to refrain from seizing property for private development until they decide whether such an action should be allowed. Although the Supreme Court in its 5-4 decision last month ruled that New London could take homes in Fort Trumbull to build a privately owned hotel and office space, the court also said states are free to ban the taking of property for such projects. States across the country are now considering such bans. Because the state had previously sanctioned the city's use of eminent domain for Fort Trumbull, it was unclear whether lawmakers could make New London delay its plans. According to Joplin, the president of New London Development Corporation, quote, "We are going to abide by the moratorium." Now, in a statement issued today, see, they made it pretty clear they're going to abide by the state moratorium on eminent domain. Today, the New London Development Corporation said this, quote, "In July of this year, NLDC agreed to a voluntary moratorium on new eminent domain takings in the city of New London in response to a request from the Connecticut General Assembly. The state legislature sought a voluntary moratorium on such takings so it could review the present statutes governing the ability of municipalities to take property for economic development purposes. That review is presently underway, and the legislature is expected to take appropriate action in the upcoming session. The NLDC will continue to honor the request for a voluntary moratorium on new takings." So what has changed?
Well, essentially, they were full steam ahead on everything that's in play right now, right?
That's correct. So they're going back on what apparently their word was back in July. Back in July, they said, we'll hold off.
Well, who was the word to?
The word was from the New London Development Corporation.
To whom?
To the Associated Press when questioned as to whether or not they were going to continue trying to take the Fort Trumbull properties.
I see.
New London Development Corporation said, we're going to abide by the moratorium. Now they're saying, yes, we're abiding by the moratorium for all new property seizures. So they've just simply modified what they said before, and now they're claiming that anything from here on out will abide by the moratorium, but for those of you in Fort Trumbull, you've got 90 days to get out of your houses. So my suggestion to the Fort Trumbull residents was that they arm themselves and prepare for, basically I suggested that 30 days out from, like, let 60 days go by, try legal measures, try legal remedies, try to get this solved without violence. But my suggestion was that at 30 days, you guys put out a press release that says anybody that tries to enforce this eviction will be shot.
It seems fair.
Yeah, it certainly does.
You know, if you put a posted sign on your property, can't anybody complain about it? And what it'll require is a proactive government attack as opposed to a reactive one. Because if you just smoke a cop on your front lawn, you're going to have a lot of trouble reactively.
They've been warned.
Right.
So I suggested to all of them, and one of them responded to me saying, they're not going anywhere. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Talk about whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send it to you through your email box. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com to sign up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about the Kelo situation, New London, Connecticut, the Fort Trumbull neighborhood. It's going to escalate, I think.
Well, these people aren't moving. They're not going to leave their homes, and
nor should they.
And they have 3 months now, and
they've been given 90 days. They've been given 90 days eviction notices. Although I just read another article, apparently the Institute for Justice took a look at the so-called eviction notices and they're not actually eviction notices because an eviction notice has to come from a judge. This is just simply an order
right.
from the New London Development Corporation. It's a threat.
Essentially, I mean, for instance, if I as a landlord go and stick a piece of paper up on the door of one of my renters and say, you must get out in 90 days, I have the authority of somebody who says so, but under the laws here, they don't have to get out.
Right.
They have to get out only when a judge tells them they've got to get out.
Well, in this case, even if a judge told them to get out, I don't think they should get out.
Oh, I don't think they should either. Judges told them that the property wasn't theirs, and the judges are wrong. And there are five Supreme Court justices that said it.
What would a 21st century revolution look like?
I think it might look like a lot of angry citizens for a little while, and then everything would quiet down because I think the bureaucrats would probably do a fair job of quieting the rabble rousers.
A lot of people would be non-responsive to the government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just not responsive. There would be a lot of peaceful. You cannot fight the government right now. Do you understand?
It's
they're
difficult.
so armed.
Mm-hmm. However, I suggested again these homeowners in New London have been told you've got 90 days, you need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to put out a press release to the news media 30 days out that said, we're armed and we're ready, so if you want to come try and take our property from us, anybody that tries to enforce this eviction will be shot. You know, if they put that out there, if they threw that out there to the public, if that got reported on, what would happen?
Well, it could be a circus. The media would be.
Oh yeah.
The media would love
to
see that and do whatever they could to egg on the other participants. The
mm-hmm.
the New London Corporation.
What do you think? I mean, if you were a cop in New London, for instance, and you heard this news that coming up in 30 days you might get orders to go and pull these people out of their homes, would that give you a second? You know, would that give you pause for thought?
No. You got to understand that. Maybe most cops, but at least 10% of every squad are these gung-ho, gunpowder-snorting madmen. I'm not kidding you. These guys are just nuts, you know, rootin' tootin', fast-shooting guys. They just don't care, and they're not even looking. They're young, usually, and they're not looking at the implications of their actions. They don't care whether they're shooting somebody. It's all for the good and the glory, you know?
They're enforcing the law. Yee-haw!
You know, it's just a very simple way of looking at things. It's not...
Here's another interesting point that somebody else pointed out. I think it was actually Johnson. Do a little bit of calculation. It's September 14th as we're doing this show. 90 days from today puts us in holiday season. They're going to be ejecting people from their homes.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Right in the middle of December.
Ding, ding, ding.
Right when it's prime for the rest of the rest of the country to sympathize with them. It's the holidays. How can you do that?
And they'll be all dressed up as Santa, too.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. So dress up as Santa with a shotgun defending your house.
Let's go to the phones to Robert in California. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
How's it going, Ian?
Good, sir.
Sort of related to that, in Riverside City, my dad does a lot of work for one of the councilmen there in the city council.
Mm-hmm.
They recently voted with eminent domain, which personally I think they use way far too often. They voted to allow the city manager to use eminent domain against properties anytime he feels like it without contacting the landowner first, make him an offer. So basically, he can just start the eminent domain process without even making an offer on the property if they decide that he wants to.
So pull the carpet about halfway out before you actually let the person know you're pulling the carpet out.
Yeah. Right, pretty much, yeah.
So pretty much they could come to their door with a bulldozer on just any random morning and offer them a check at that point and say, well, you either take this check or we bulldoze your house down.
Yeah, and so basically there's not even... You know, at least with, originally with New London, I mean, they took it to court because the city was trying. I don't know how long it takes to file something in court, but obviously...
It's a slow process.
Yeah.
I mean, New London's been going on for years.
Yeah.
That's sick, man. Sorry to hear about that. I think you're heading to the Free State, though, aren't you?
I will be eventually. I'm going to actually run for city council myself.
Fantastic.
Try to affect change out here locally.
Very cool. Well, thanks for checking in. Anything else on your mind? Manwich has a question.
I'm 25.
25. Okay, because it sounded like you were running for student council there.
Actually, man, which that might actually help him because he's so young. That might actually help you get some press. You know,
yeah.
look, this young person's running for office. He's crazy.
Look at him, smiling for the cameras.
Well, the fact is that's probably true. You will get a little bit of press for it. And I've seen guys younger than you get House representative, or what do they call that, state representative?
Yeah.
Is that, how do they say that? When
you have to be 25 to be a state representative.
I'm not saying it right.
It could actually be a House of Representatives at 25, but...
Yeah, now, I'm not talking about the United States House
right,
of Representatives.
Right, you mean the state legislature.
State House.
Right,
okay.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen in California. It's pretty much all Democrats.
Thanks for the call, Robert.
Sure, no problem.
800-259-9231 to Cortain in Minnesota. Cortain, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good, sir.
Quite well.
Amen.
Excellent. I'm really glad to hear that you were talking about New London at the top of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Manwich, you said some very interesting things, and I called specifically to talk to you.
Okay.
A couple nights back, you made some interesting comments about the gun confiscations in New Orleans. And you said you always get scared about resisting the police.
I do. You know, it just... I don't like the idea of saying it on the show, you know, get your guns out and get ready to defend against the law. You know, it scares me, and I know how cops are about violence and threats of violence towards the police. They're a big gang, and they're very, very serious about those kind of threats.
Right. And now I've got a question for you, and I'd like to get the other guy's answers as well. But where do you draw the line? At what point do you say... No further.
Yeah, at some point or another, you've got to, you've got to stop the police state. And, I understand. And it sure didn't work with the folks at Wago, and sure didn't work with the folks at Ruby Ridge. And I believe those people at the Michigan Militia had some kind of trouble. I can't really recall what. But, I don't want to see these people get mowed down. These six families get mowed down in their houses.
Seven families. Actually, the New London situation, there's seven homeowners, but on some of those properties, there are apartment buildings, so
right. There
are more than seven people involved here. Well, I mean, they're talking about ejecting probably a few dozen people.
Yeah, but you don't think that the renters are going to sit there while
I know that
the
at least
occurs.
I don't know. I don't know. I know that at least one of the renters is a Free State Project member who has moved in specifically to provide backup to
Holy
people.
Crap.
Yeah.
I would actually be interested in that. I would like to see a bunch of people around the country move to that area specifically to defend if the cops come.
Well, if there's going to be a final day, if there's going to be a showdown day, we're hopefully going to know about it in advance. Right now, it looks like it's 90 days out from today or yesterday, somewhere around there. So as we get closer, I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it. Thanks for the call, Cortain.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. He did ask the question, where will we draw the line? And we didn't really answer it quite yet, so we'll have to answer that coming up. Where do you draw the line? At what point would you be willing to use force to defend your freedoms? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with another Car Clinic Minute. Keys? Check. New car smell? Check. Contract? Check. You struck your best new car deal, but I'll bet you didn't figure on this. When I come back, I'll ensure you don't miss a very important calculation.
What a performance! And I'm not talking about Brad Pitt. My car's the star since I switched to Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil. Now don't be wooed by other sweet talkers. Not every actor's Brad, and not every synthetic oil can measure up to Royal Purple. Royal Purple's exclusive additive package makes it up to four times as strong and lasts up to four times as long. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
You just think you figure the cost of your new car, but don't put away that calculator yet. The added value of insurance could put a heavy drain on your checkbook.
Vehicle color, sunroofs, stereo, and tinted windows don't count. But price, body type, rag tops, and weight compute to heavy dollars, as in hundreds every year. So tally the total cost of car ownership. Choose a vehicle, then compare rates among makes, models, and insurance companies. Since 37% of consumers interviewed plan to buy new cars within the next year, this advice will really add up. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindAShop.com. That's BGFindAShop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Political, personal, you got a rant you want to get off your chest. We are here for you. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming. And we've got a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
Today, 740,000 people are celebrating their birthdays.
My father's one of them, actually.
Really?
Yep.
Today?
Yep.
Crap. Happy birthday, Dad.
Damn straight.
And if you'd like your birthday read on the air in Free Talk Live, no. You know what? I always wonder about the local news. I mean, is your people airtime that invaluable that you're going to tell 10-year-olds happy birthday? I'm sorry.
I don't think they do that in New York City.
I bet they probably don't.
They kind of like a hallmark
they
of
They sure do
area.
Here in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And cable news, well, honestly, what they're talking about isn't that important anyway. So.
Right.
Yeah, tomorrow another 740,000 people will be celebrating their birthdays also. If you want to make one or two of them feel terrific on their special day, you can call 1-800-Flowers.com. They have the freshest flowers and so much more. Use code FTL at checkout. Save 10% towards a terrific selection of flowers and lots of other gifts that they have there. Call, click, or come in. 1-800-Flowers.com. It's your florist of choice.
So we went away with a pretty controversial question, a pretty important question. It was posited by Cortain. He wanted to know, at what point is enough enough? I mean, at what point do you resist this tyranny in this country with force? At what point do you shoot back? Does anybody have a specific answer? Because I know I don't. My answer to that would be...
Is there a specific answer?
I don't think there could be. I think that it has to do with the zeitgeist, you know, the spirit of the times.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with whatever events are going on around you. It has to also do with the people that you could get on your side. I mean, it's one thing to... I think that the homeowners in New London, the reason we're talking about this is the homeowners in New London, Connecticut, have been ordered out of their homes within a 90-day period. And so they are not going to leave. So at some point, it's going to come down to the goon squad coming in and trying to physically remove these people from their homes. And I have encouraged them to go ahead and get armed and send out notice 30 days out from the proposed, I guess, deadline, 30 days out saying, look, if you try to enforce this eviction, we'll shoot you. And I think that's all you can do at this point. And I think that they're in a good position to defend themselves because there's more than one of them. I think it's one thing to be just an individual fighting back against this behemoth of a state. I mean, because if the cops come and try to evict you from your home, man, which it's just you and your wife, what are you going to do? You kill some cops, you're going to have to be on the run.
I think that, to me, it makes more sense to defend your home with force in New London than it does in New Orleans, if you kind of understand my drift. I mean, people in New Orleans, you know, somehow or another, and I can't explain it. I don't know why, and I think that zeitgeist is a great word to describe it. Because there's more of an attitude amongst American people that people in New Orleans need to get out of their homes and let the government rebuild because they're better at building cities than we stupid humans are.
Well, of course.
Which the funny thing is we build the cities and then we elect the government around the city, not vice versa. I don't understand how the government or FEMA or anybody, they think for even for a moment that central planning is going to make for a better city. I think it's going to make for a worse one and a more expensive one.
So I think that there's no specific line that you can draw. I think you have to pick your battles and, you know, choose your battles as wisely as possible and pick your allies. I don't know what the right time is going to be for everybody. I mean, if the New London people defend their homes with violence and blood is shed, you know, blood is spilled on American soil by Americans, Americans shooting other innocent Americans, is that going to be the next shot heard around the world? What would happen?
I don't know, man. We saw that National Guard guy right there on TV say that he was, I can't believe it, but I'm ready to blow a hole in every damn American I see. You know, I mean, essentially.
Well, that's quite a paraphrase.
Yeah, it is quite a paraphrase.
He did say he was prepared to kill an American.
Yes, he did say that. Now, one could say that he was prepared to kill a looting black American. Mm-hmm. You know, his little country butt was out there ready to shoot some looting black American, which, into his mind, would be, you know, would make less sense. I don't know. It's all very strange.
Well, in regards to New London, I don't think it's going to come down to bloodshed.
I hope
not. And I really think that the government is just trying to scare these people. I mean, they didn't even get a judge to sign the eviction notice.
That's true.
I mean, it really seems as if they're just trying to scare them, and what they don't
want... been trying to do that with their various different tactics.
And I think armed citizens defending their property against against the encroaching government, not very good PR for them.
Of course it's not good PR. However, at least, you know, unlike the Waco situation, unlike Ruby Ridge, where you have sort of these outcasts way out in the middle of nowhere... Yeah. All barricaded up and kooky, crazy people, allegedly. I mean, I don't know them personally, and I certainly feel sorry for what happened to them. But as far as the public's perception
right,
of the event,
way the news media spun it.
Right. New London, the news media can spin this however they want to, but everybody is on the side of the homeowners in this case. Remember the response from our listenership when we first talked about the Supreme Court case in New London? We couldn't get someone to call in that sided with the Supreme Court. Polls around the country were showing overwhelming support for the New London homeowners. So people around the country, I think, would
that
get behind
that doesn't take
them.
Long. Now, you have to know from the recent propaganda that we've just had in this nation that... It doesn't take much, but for the government to ramp up the PR machine, and somehow or another, they can turn it on these people. I don't know how they're going to do it.
I hope you're wrong.
But
yeah. Only time will tell.
And I'll admit to you that they haven't been able to keep... The PR machine hasn't been able to keep this war in Iraq making sense to the American people. But they did have a majority of Americans, and I have to admit, myself included, I wasn't as good of a libertarian back then as I am now, ready to go... Fight a war to get the weapons of mass destruction.
I think they'll have
stuff.
A tougher. I think they'll have a very tough time with this.
And once all these homeowners are dead, they can say, "Oh, we didn't find any weapons of mass destruction. Sorry,
let's go."
We weren't looking for them anyway.
Yeah, we didn't want those damn things.
Let's go to the phones to the fun to Ian in New York. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Greetings.
I haven't called in a while.
Welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Hey, I just want to comment on what you guys were asking just a minute ago, but I have a topic. You know, with all this stuff going on in the country, and, you know, I'm a part about, you know, message boards and forums. Like, all these people are more worried about how good the Eagles are doing. And, you know, when I post information about, you know, stuff that's happened, fraud with the government, they're just like, oh, it's not on CNN or Fox News, we don't believe you, this and that. Oh, we'd rather talk about the Eagles, you know, and they're just...
Well, you're bringing up a good point, and I remember, I guess it was back in the first revolutionary times when it was, 30%, 33% of the people were for the revolution.
And quite honestly, that's an exaggeration.
Yeah, probably. 33% of them were for the king, and 33% of them just didn't care. So, I mean, some of that's never going to change. You're just going to have to move on and find people that agree with you. If you post to a message board and people aren't receptive to it, go to a different message board. Let them, you know, let them enjoy their shackles. Because
yeah.
They're never going to listen. I mean, maybe they'll wake up someday, but I wouldn't waste my time with them.
Well,
hello?
Oh, okay. I thought I got cut off.
Yes,
well,
sir.
You know, they'll pretty much wake up when it affects their life.
You're right about that. And so hopefully the government will, I mean, I'm not saying hopefully the government will expand into their lives, but if that's what it takes, then eventually it will happen. Eventually the government will piss them off. Thanks for the call, Ian. 800-259-9231. That's toll free. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show. If you have not done so in the month of September, go to vote. freetalklive.com. Catch a vote for the show if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, because we give you everything for free on the website. All the archives, all of the bulletin board system, everything is on the house. So all we ask in return is you scratch our back with a vote.
That's right, you little ingrates. Get out there and vote.
Nice tact. Vote. Vote.freetalklive.com.
Man, what are we, third now again?
I don't know. It's hot competition.
Back so down to third.
We do need your votes. But third in the entire world, which ain't too shabby.
And one of the ones ahead of us, I think, is probably a flash in the pan.
Probably.
I haven't felt so terrible since that time in freshman class in the locker room.
Hey, Manwich, did you have an email, I guess a follow-up email that you wanted to talk about?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Dr. Harry wrote us back. I was almost going to do his last name again. I'm so good at that. It's written right here, you know?
Right.
And it was about, last night we talked about the issue of theft in the New Orleans situation. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Harry was of the opinion, hey, theft is never okay, even in this sort of situation. If they can steal it from, if you say it's okay to steal, then the next plausible thought is it's okay to steal from me.
Okay.
And he doesn't believe it, so he's ready to defend.
Okay.
And I'm ready to read it here. Thanks for taking time to and discussing my concerns on air. I understand your concerns, and this is one of those things that is hard to keep black and white about. I just can't get my mind past the fact that even if the store is abandoned, or better yet, owned by some faceless multinational Uber corporation, if you break in and take a bag of diapers for your two kids, isn't it then okay for someone outside to hold a knife to your throat and take the bag from you for his kids? I mean, what is the fundamental difference? Is the take-home message here that stealing is okay if the person owns the property and is not physically present? If so, I think there are some things in my neighbor's garage that I could put to much better use. I just don't see how you can say that one is okay but the other's not. And I can say here that what my thought is that one is what you have here is the difference between burglary and robbery.
Mm-hmm.
And the law differentiates between those two. They're both stealing, but robbery has the added threat of violence to it.
Right.
You know, they've got different types. It's armed robbery, strong armed robbery.
Robbery's done when someone's there. Burglary's when someone's absent, right?
Burglary is to a structure or a dwelling or a conveyance, actually. You can break into a car, too. Robbery, on the other hand, is it's a crime from me to you.
Right.
Give me your wallet.
Or else.
That kind of thing.
Sure.
And, the law does make distinct differences here. And also, I think that the mitigating circumstances that the law would look at. Now, I'm not saying that the law is the supreme voice, but I'm just saying that, you know, there's a certain amount of agreement for what we were talking about the other evening. That the supreme, there'd be mitigating circumstances involved because of the fact that, you know, it's food or necessities as opposed to electronics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I also think that what the difference is between survival and looting. I think there's a big difference between survival and looting. What we're talking about here is a disaster situation. Under no circumstances in a normal situation is it ever okay for you to, I don't care if you're on the streets starving, it's not okay for you to break into the Walmart and, you know, steal their food from them if it's just a normal situation. But when you've got a disaster on your hands, mm-hmm. and chaos has erupted as a result of that, and you're starving to death, for some reason you weren't able to leave the city, I don't know, you know, I can't make excuses for these people, but if you really need to have food, I don't see what the problem is with acquiring that food. Again, if you've got someone defending a store, then you're going to be risking, you know, being shot.
Yeah.
If you come into my store and I'm there to defend it, and you want to take stuff from me and I don't want to let you have it, you might just get shot and killed. So I think that's a risk that someone that's doing that sort of thing is taking. But otherwise, if the store is abandoned, that's, you know, that's abandoned property in a disaster situation. And I don't see...
It's still, the goods they're in are still owned by somebody, though, even if they are insured, which they probably
certainly
were.
They are.
Absolutely.
Certainly they are. They are. And, you know, I would hope that somebody who were to do something like that might come back and find the owner later on down the line and maybe give them some money for, you know, in compensation for taking their goods. I don't think that going in and taking a loaf of bread, if you're starving to death and there's, you know, a disaster situation on hand, is justifying someone taking the loaf of bread from you at gunpoint at that point. Because, again, that's the robbery versus burglary thing.
Also, I think that, people see libertarianism as a very hard viewpoint for life.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree entirely. I think that that socialism is much harder, much more vicious than libertarianism. But I think that in this circumstance, if you soften up your stance a little bit, and it's only a small step, a little bit, if you soften up your stance just a little bit on, what are clearly very unusual circumstances.
Absolutely.
Not every day that, a large American city gets flooded to 10 feet deep.
And a disaster doesn't ever make violence acceptable. It doesn't ever make violence acceptable. And theft is very, it's not acceptable, period. And it's the only exception I'm making is for if, you know, it's in a disaster situation and you are starving. You know, you need to survive. I don't think diapers are a necessity at all.
One could
that's
argue.
A convenience.
You also don't have kids.
I understand that, but I just think that's a convenience versus, you know, sustaining life. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on whether or not it's acceptable to loot, take food in a disaster situation. I mean, if you abandon the store, how long after the store's been abandoned does everything in the store become abandoned? What if they never come back to the store? Can you not break in at any point throughout the rest of time? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Our property.
Take control of the show. Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Still inside hour number one. Here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts and hundreds of people interacting. Over 45,000 posts there. And over 800 people. It's all free. freetalklive.com. So go check it out. We were talking about the issue of looting, and specifically looting versus surviving. And I think there's a difference between the two. I think looting is people that use a disaster as an opportunity, or civil unrest or whatever, as an opportunity to go and enrich themselves. And I think surviving is people that are, well, they need food. They need to sustain life. And I think that there's a big difference between those two. In fact, the Chicagoan, who is certainly one of our biggest L Libertarian listeners, and he's always Johnny on the spot with a quick email when we're on an issue, he emails in and says, if the store is inundated with water, it may possibly be construed to be a common law salvage operation.
Yes, it's maritime.
Well, you know, that, and again, at what point when you've got an abandoned piece of property, does the owner lose the property rights? in a truly libertarian America, homesteading is, you know, would be an option. If you're not defending your property in any way, if you're not protecting or prescribing that your property is yours in any fashion at all, how long does it remain yours for? If Walmart, for instance, never comes back to their Nolens location, if they never return to salvage their property, at what point is it fair game that someone else can go in and claim it?
It's a difficult question to ask.
Exactly. And we don't necessarily have all the right answers either. So if you want to suggest an answer, 800-259-9231. Here's another quick update from on a totally different subject from Jeffrey. He's last night we talked about, I guess it was Boston or maybe the entire state of Massachusetts, considering creating new laws regulating the sale of kegs of beer. In fact, they are going to possibly be requiring address and contact information for everyone that purchases a keg of beer.
Wow.
Within the state of Massachusetts. Apparently, this is
nutty police state stuff.
Pretty ridiculous. Crazy. Well, apparently, it's been going on in Indiana for a long time. It's called keg tagging in Indiana. Around Purdue University in West Lafayette, a story ran in the student newspaper shortly after the law was enacted. Of course, the goal of the law was allegedly to curb underage and binge drinking. As soon as the law was enacted, cases of beer sales skyrocketed. So instead of buying kegs, they just bought, 24 packs.
Apparently, the police officers think that college kids are as dumb as they are.
Isn't it amazing? So all they did was, again, they just kind of impeded the market a little bit, and the market rushed right around the imposition.
You know, all they're going to do is, if they, check on cases of beer, well, all that's going to happen is they're going to start drinking liquor.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just, I think this all, well, at least a good part of it, stems from having the drinking age being 21.
Absolutely.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, when I was a youngster, when I was, 16, 17, 18,
right.
I drank like a fish.
Sure.
Every weekend. I mean, you go over to your buddy's house and you drink. And you drink all night.
But I did it when I was 16. And then I quit when I was 17 because I woke up on the front steps of a guy's porch with an ambulance, and the guy apparently had pointed a gun at me, and it was really bad. I was really drunk, and so I quit drinking at that point. But yeah, every kid drinks in high school.
Yeah,
it's just so stupid.
And then one blackout experience, and you quit drinking. What a chump!
Big deal. I don't remember the part with the gun being pointed at me. Okay.
Okay, so none of my blackouts have really included a gun. Big deal.
Yeah. More coming. It was 3 a.m, and I was a stranger, so it's understandable that he pointed a gun at me. More coming back. Hour number 2 is on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. So take control.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. We've all